nappyafro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
Now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 266. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, aka the Boss Kick Ross. I got a couple more today, but I'm gonna slow it down to this one. I'm Kick James, bitch. And I'm sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ. AKA the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today. AKA the king of the lames. AKA the next door neighbor, Danny Tanner. AKA the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers. AKA LeBron Flames.
What's going on? Hey, man, it sounds like you're on location this week.
Yeah, I'm out here in the boonies again, people. You know, it's the yearly show I do in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? So right now, it's the hottest podcast in North Carolina. No shots to anybody that record podcasts in North Carolina. Hint, hint. 32 good minutes. Hint, hint. Taco Damn. Meat. Yeah. None of them. You know, we the best right now.
Damn. Taking shots already. You know they're going to come for us, right?
Hey, man. We want them to, man. We need somebody. We need a beef for somebody. It's all right.
No, we don't, man.
Yes, we do.
We got enough beef. This is episode 266. We ain't blown up. That's the beef right there. We're failures at life.
Yeah. But, I mean, we not. Yeah. That's why I said we need a beef with somebody so we can go ahead and get out. We need to level up, man.
Nah, man. We're just the Brooklyn Brawler this thing.
Don't you want to be dating Amber Rose or you know what I'm saying, Sanaa Lathan? Don't you want to? Yo.
Yeah. I would definitely date Sanaa Lathan. That's a win.
I'm trying to get Ravy Loso on the team. So, you know what I'm saying? So we both got our aspirations. So, you know, now it's time for us to blow up.
What is it like to be Ravy Loso? Like, I know her DMs are in shambles.
Nigga, what's it like to be Ravy Loso panties, nigga? That's what I want.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Like, we couldn't even steer and have an actual conversation. You done fucked it up already.
Nigga, I would love to be her toilet seat, bro.
You're disgusting. Speaking of some disgusting shit, we got news this week that LeBron James and Kyrie are having a lover's quarrel. Apparently, Kyrie told the team that he wants to be traded, and LeBron apparently said, well, okay, LeBron didn't say, but one of LeBron's people said, one of his posse said that if Kyrie was standing in front of LeBron, he would be trying real hard not to punch him in the face.
This is what Stephen A. Smith alleged, right?
This is somebody in his posse that's told Stephen A. and told someone else, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, LeBron, of course, went and said he didn't say that. That was fake news, and it was a lie. And I had to believe LeBron in this situation because, you know, LeBron has always been a straight shooter. You know what I'm saying? If he wanted somebody fired, he manned up and said, yo, I need that nigga out of here. He never did no little roundaway bullshit like what they're alleging the King to do. And so I'm gonna believe LeBron and say he didn't say this. This is Kyrie. He trying to save face because he's looking like the bad guy. Like, why are you leaving the team that you know, play for the title 3 years in a row? Like, what do you mean you want to go out and do your own thing? Like, I don't get it. Like, you know, maybe he's scared LeBron gonna leave in a couple years and he gonna be by himself. Ain't that what you're gonna be doing if you leave and not join the Spurs or the Warriors or the Rockets? You're gonna be on your own. Like, so I don't understand.
If I understand Kyrie's move, he's with one of the worst-run organizations in the league.
Okay.
The Cavs are shit. They are absolute shit. That was proven when LeBron was there. It was proven when LeBron left. And it was proven when LeBron came back. Because then, who did they draft and move so they could get Kevin Love? Who the fuck was that? Was that Wiggins?
Andrew Wiggins, yes.
Like, come on, bro. Like, goddamn. You couldn't figure out another way to make a move. Anyway, your team is Dan Gilbert's an asshole. You're not good at signing the players that you actually need to do shit. The reason that you've been to the playoffs and the finals a combined number of 7 times now is because of LeBron. Every time. You have not made the playoffs without LeBron. So, it's not about what the front office is doing. It's because you got the ultimate X factor. And if I'm Kyrie, I know LeBron's leaving after next season. You're probably going to lose Love mid-season. And the team openly discussed trading you with other teams. I think that's when he heard that. He was like, okay, fuck y'all. You're not going to do me like that. I've been here now. This would be his sixth season, seventh season.
Who's seventh season? Kyrie?
Yeah.
It might be his fifth or sixth. Yeah, somewhere around there.
So, like, you know, if I'm Kyrie and I'm on this team and I'm giving you what I got and y'all talking about trading me, and it's not even – the reports I heard is that it's not even people coming in asking for Kyrie because they assume that he's untouchable. People were like, okay, can we make this trade or this trade? And they're like, hey, what if we throw in Kyrie? So he feel disrespected as fuck, and I'm not mad.
He's a role player. He's a role player. I tried to tell Kyrie this a long time ago. You are a role player, Kyrie.
Role player? Where do you put him in guard right now? What's his ranking?
He's not top five.
Who's top five?
Guards? Okay, we're going to go John Wall, Chris Paul,
point Harden, guards. Curry, and who else?
Curry. Yeah, we throw Curry out there. Let me think. Russell Westbrook.
I put Russell in and I take Chris Paul out.
I throw both of them in there. So I just say Wall, Paul, Russ, Lillard, Steph. I take all of them before I get Kyrie on my team.
So you're saying not top five, but you're saying top 10?
I give him top 10.
It's not a role player. It's not a role player. It's not a role player, bro.
You can't build a team around him. He's a role player.
I think depending on the team, you can't build a team around him. In other words, the Cleveland Cavaliers, you can't build a team around him because that team sucks ass. But I think that he would slide into any other team as a perfect player. A lot of other teams, he'd be the perfect player for that team. But now if I'm there as your number one draft pick, don't do me like that. Don't disrespect me. Don't throw me in there. I was your number one pick in 2011 or some shit like that. Don't.
Man, you got me another number one pick the year after that, and another number one pick the year after that. We thank you for all your hard work of losing Kyrie. You were one of our three in a row number one picks. Like we.
Thank you. I mean, you figure what, six seasons with the team? Fucking five coaches or something stupid. It's a horrible organization. I'm not mad at that dude for saying he wants to be traded. I'm not mad. The problem is you have no fucking teeth in this battle at all, bro. Like you just re-upped like another 2 or 3 year deal.
Yeah, I did that like what, 2 years ago?
I think it was like a year ago, right after LeBron got back and some shit like that, something stupid. It was like a 3-year or 4-year deal. You have no. Hey, look, play. That's shut the fuck up and play.
Exactly. You're going to end up wherever they want you to go now. You might, I want to go to New York. Why would you want to go to the Knicks, Kyrie?
He don't want to go. He didn't mean that shit.
Look, Dan, you got to understand. If you want to go to New York really has to have something to offer me. And they don't. Like, you don't have nothing I want over there in New York. So, you know, even Derrick Rose came to the Cavaliers. Smarten up, Kyrie. Say you were wrong. Go. Take a knee. Whatever they say, like on Game of Thrones, you know what I'm saying? And just be like, I'm sorry, King James. Yo, let's get this shit together, man. Let's make one more run for it.
I think he should just explain his position. I think no him position. Huh?
Ain't no explain. LeBron, like, yes, what do you have to say?
There's plenty of explanation. Look, I said I want to leave because this team is run like shit. That's why I said I want to leave. Everybody be like, you know what? He's right. Even LeBron would be like, yeah, you got a point.
I left
for that same reason. You got the point. I understand. Let's leave together. And then Cleveland closes. The whole city will close.
LeBron can't leave again, man. He got to retire.
Hey, same thing I said, but everybody's talking like everybody is all the talking heads that get paid to do this. We don't get paid to do this. Everybody's saying he's going to L.A.
I see Magic talking like LeBron can get what he want if he come here. And then I'm just like, man, LeBron, man, like, you go to L.A., bro, like, I might have to get on that little legacy side thing. Like, I understand you
you're doing, you basically like, listen, I don't have to sign a 10-year deal to a team and get done wrong for 8 years. You know, I can just do 2-year deals and just lease my services and like and control my own destiny. I get that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's just a new wave and us old heads need to understand that these kids control their own destiny, not the owners. Which I applaud that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that makes perfect sense, yeah, but your legacy shot. Now if you go to LA, if you were to go to LA or Chicago and win a championship or two, all would be forgiven.
Oh yeah. Like yeah, winning sells everything, man.
Mm-hmm. If you go to LA and bring them back to prominence and get them a championship or two before you retire and before before Lonzo Ball could take over the team, they let you ride with that shit. Now they still, you know, you'd still be in shambles when they start talking about Michael.
You said the wrong name. You meant when LeVar Ball takes over the team.
Come on, man. LeVar ain't playing, man. Don't do that. Quit dragging LeVar Ball, man. Let that man live. Uh-oh. You got a call?
Yeah, let me see who it is.
Why can't you turn your fucking phone off for the show, though?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you up already?
I'm recording my show. What do you need?
All right.
You live on air, man. You better say something to the people, man. You better tell them your at name or something.
What's up? Go follow your boy. So cool. YouTube. All caps. Onesie.
Not to,
you know, I'm out to say.
All right. Yeah. Prince Durham, everybody.
You just troll your kids all year long. Just troll. Jesus, man.
Listen, man, nobody's safe, bruh. Like, nobody's safe. If I don't pick on you, I don't like you, man. That's just how it goes.
Nigga, like me less, goddamn it. Shit. Motherfucker trolls everybody. Trolling this, say something. You're on the goddamn show. Speaking of people trolling.
He puts his YouTube channel out there, man. That's ridiculous, man. Like, my son has a YouTube channel. I need to go check that out.
You don't even watch his YouTube channel?
No. My son could be doing all kind of shit. He could be thotting on there, wearing wigs, making people laugh, and I don't know nothing about it.
That's even more reason why you need to go watch that shit.
I'm going to go watch it after the show.
Make sure your son ain't not doing that lewd and lascivious in the world. Speaking of such.
Lascivious.
Yeah, you know, GQ Blue, he ghost wrote that for me, so.
He's just already used lascivious this week.
That's what he said, man. It's the dichotomy of the show, man. I had to go ahead and throw that in there, so. Don't ask me how to spell it. Look it up. Google will help you when you misspell it. And also, when you type shit on Facebook, those red lines are not there for decoration.
Yeah, man.
Don't just press enter when you see some bullshit like that. Fix that goddamn word, man.
Let me show you. I was going to have an intelligent conversation with somebody, but then they had too many typos, all right? I said, this is not even worth my time. I said, because what you were saying was very, like, but it was just so many typos. It was just the where, the your, like, just so many. They even said, what was the word? It was, started with an A, but allowed, like.
Oh, like, shit.
They could allow, like, A-L-O-U-D instead of A-L-L-O-W-E-D. I was just like, what the No, I'm not saying nothing.
You just gotta leave him alone, man. And apart.
Oh my god.
Anyway, we could be here all day talking about that shit.
Hey, I had a teacher that had a part. She had a big ass A on one wall and a big ass part on the other wall. I'll let you know that this is a part.
That's how it's supposed to be. They are not the one word, motherfucker.
Yes. She was like, A on this wall and part on the other. I was like, why the fuck? She got a big ass A and a big ass part. Like,
that's it. People still don't get it, man. They be typing up professional shit. Yeah, I was so glad to be a part of this organization. Like, no, the fuck you weren't. No, nigga, it's not one word.
Tom Morrow. That was another one. If you spell tomorrow, Tom Morrow, like somebody's first last name, it's wrong.
How the fuck did they even do that?
That's what somebody said. They had two M's in tomorrow, and I was just like, what the fuck?
Wow. Yeah, if you see the red lines, man, fix that shit. So we predicted this last week. I mean, it's not a lofty prediction. We saw this coming. Usher went ahead and settled the one case for $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's another chick coming forward, and hers sounds more egregious than any, and she wants $20 million.
Mm.
So the STD stats right now are going crazy. More people are talking about coming forward. The testimony I read, or the letter that I read, said that old girl saw, I think you mentioned this last week, he had a green discharge.
Told you. Sick dick.
Nigga had a green discharge, but she still says that he convinced her to have sex. What the fuck? What part of the game?
Bruh.
Hey, man, look.
Bruh. You just wanted to fuck Usher. He was just like, yo. Then the other one chick said she want $40 million. She said she don't have herpes, but the fact that she was exposed to it is why she went. That's why I was like, yo, man, it's all right. I asked Queen Jern, she'd do it for $3 million. She was bucking. I was just like, listen, we can get paid. You can just say, I said, you ain't got, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, let's do this, man. Let's get this money while it's out there.
Ahead and say that, man. I'm not the one. No one will ever believe.
I'm just trying to get my wife to do it as a woman. At least, I mean, it's all right, man. Listen, we can't go out there and say one of us is gay. And then, oh, they lied about it. That's even worse. So it's like, nah, man, I thought about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, only person I would really allow to do it would be Supreme Weave. You know what I'm saying? Because he does have a picture on Twitter with the Snapchat flowers on, the floral thing on. So, I mean, maybe he likes skin too. Usher might have thought he was cute. You know what I mean?
Gotta stop it. I think Short T suggested that I say that I was part of an orgy or some shit like that.
Yeah, the ATM orgy.
And look, man, I have no swag. No one would ever believe that, number one, I was in an orgy and it continued. And number two, I got chose if I was in an orgy. It would not happen.
You just said the orgy. You just go in any hole you see, bro. You just like, yo, you see an opening, you take it. Orgy works. Like, I just walk in and it's like, yo, what's good?
I'm good. That just sounds so disgusting. It sounds so disgusting. But, you know, good luck, Usher. I don't know what to tell you, bro. All the jokes have been said about your songs. All the jokes have been said about this topic. Don't really know what else to say to you, bro. But we knew this was coming.
Look out for my complaint. That's all I'm saying.
You stupid. For some reason, we have Meek Mill on our goddamn outline. And why is he still alive in pop culture? Why is Meek Mill still a thing?
He just dropped the album. Wins and Losses. He just dropped the album, for one.
And an actual album?
Actual album, yeah. It's on Spotify and all that shit, yeah.
Wow.
Then this week he caught a little flack because he did a little interview and he was saying that, you know, niggas rolling up they Scullies now and niggas wearing all diamond chains instead of Cuban links, and you see niggas down in Miami on yachts. And he said, you know, that's all the Meek Mill influence. And, you know what I'm saying? So Trick Daddy and a lot of people from Miami got upset because they was like, what you mean you influenced Miami? Like, you know, we've been riding yachts and all this stuff. I think they kind of misconstrued what he's saying. He was saying, like, niggas on IG flexing, like, the new niggas doing it. That's because of Meek Mill is what I think. That's how Meek Mill said it. But Trick Daddy just went off, told him he was banned from Miami. You know, until he apologized to his niggas because, you know what I'm saying, they are not, you know, no followers, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff. So, yeah. But Rick Ross told him he was good. It was just a crazy situation, man.
It's really weird when I see this shit, because this ain't the first time somebody got quote-unquote banned from a city. And it's usually from somebody who's not as popular as the person that they're banning. And when I say that, I mean, I haven't heard Trick Daddy's name outside of a Breakfast Club interview in ages. I'm not saying Trick Daddy is shit. What I'm saying is that his local notoriety is larger than his global notoriety. Would that be safe to say?
That's all that matters, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
You got to understand, like, Trick Daddy is one of them. He like he the Dade County mayor. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's him. Like, he in the streets. Like, he got people that listen to him. Like, so, you know, he's still a legend. He a Florida legend, no doubt. He gonna be in Tallahassee this fucking weekend coming up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, doing the show. So
you
like,
going?
No, I went last year.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it makes me wonder if you Meek Mill, who's, you know, commercial hits and shit like that more recently than Trick Daddy, allegedly maybe right now you're a hottest star. Do you challenge this? Especially when you got Rick Ross on your team. Do you challenge this shit?
You let Rick Ross and make the call to Trick Daddy and square it out. You don't make it worse. You don't throw gasoline on the fire. You let your boss, Rick Ross, call Trick up, which they cool now. They squash the beef. And you let him say, like, yo, bro, you took it out of context, bro. You mean it like that. You know what I'm saying? Da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? He always show love in Miami. Like, it's not like that. Let him clear it up and then the situation. But don't say nothing back because it's not worth it. Because you're going to lose in the court of public opinion, Meek Mill.
He can't win. There's nowhere for him to win. Meek Mill will never win another battle.
Check out the album. You might like it, all right?
I probably won't.
It's not the usual Meek Mill. Meek Mill getting substance. He getting you substance on this one.
Is he yelling?
Not as much.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
I'm just saying, like, you know, Meek Mill, you know what I'm telling? Nigga, yeah. It ain't not like that. It's like more as he giving you substance, like, you know what I'm saying? He giving you bars. And you know,
I heard one of the little Facebook backpacker sites said that it was a conscious album. Exactly. Everything right. Ain't conscious, man. Just because you say one thing,
it's all right.
just because you say one thing about growth or some shit, don't make it a conscious podcast or a conscious album. So I side eyed the fuck out of that Facebook. I was like, all right, bro. Let me just y'all got to slow down, man. You be like, we got to be together as black people. I'm like, oh shit, he's conscious now. I'm like, no.
Come together, can't say certain words, man, or you come off as conscious.
Nigga had one bar that said something other than kill a bitch, and he's like, oh yeah. Shit, he's conscious. This motherfucker's a new Tupac. Before we move on to the next part of the show, I want to go ahead and say this real quick since we're talking about Meek Mill and Rick Ross. Rick Ross is my loser this week. Did you see the comment that he had on the Breakfast Club talking about why he doesn't hire female rappers?
Oh my God! He might want to sleep with them or something like that.
Man, he would have to.
I'm
gonna fuck him, is what he said.
Oh my Lord, Rick Ross.
Multiple times, I'm gonna have to fuck him two or three times. Cause wow. I'm paying all this money for stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you the hottest bars, and you know what I'm saying? You gonna look good. Like I gotta fuck you.
Wow. So is that saying anything to any female rapper that's ever gonna? MMG.
That's saying a lot to females. Period. Like I think it's a bit presumptuous to think number one that you get to fuck whoever you want to. As a man, you know you got enough swag that you can just swing your dick around and hit any pussy that you want. Number two, the fact that you feel like because you signed somebody, help somebody get a career, that they owe you sex is some bullshit. And number three, why do we always have to objectify women like that? Like, God damn, I don't want to be on my GQ shit. But at the same time, some of this shit is ridiculous, bro. That's just ridiculous.
Maybe he could have cleared it up and said something like, you know, maybe us working together, we might start a relationship or something. You know what I'm saying? And it wouldn't have been perceived as bad. But the way you said it, like, you know, come on, man. Like, nah, Ross.
There's no way to clean that up, bro. There's no way to clean it up.
I was trying. I was like, sorry, I was doing my best, man. It was like, you know, I went and got the mop bucket, all that, the wet flow sign, all that shit, bro. None of that shit worked.
It's just shambles, bro. It was a really bad look. And I felt bad because, you know, I'm like, damn, women can't even get, men are trash. And every time I get a reminder like this, I'm like, damn, men are trash. Yeah. Men are trash. So that's my loser this week. I wanted to get that in real quick since it fit in what we were talking about. Your boy number 45 tweeted out. I didn't even know. I don't know that he did an actual speech about this or announcement or anything. No, he tweeted this shit out that after speaking to his government officials, they've decided that transgendered people can't do anything for the military anymore. They can't be involved. So
any capacity, just like any capacity.
Any capacity, I think it's like a 6-month hold. So within the next 6 months, they're talking about getting rid of transgendered people in the military. They're also talking about now repealing civil rights from LGBTQ.
Oh my God,
it's bad. It's all bad. Like this motherfucker. It's funny to me because people that talk about the Trump thing, and when I say the Trump thing, I mean his election. They always talk about people putting him in office. And last time I checked, Trump didn't win the popular vote. Nope. That means that more people did not want him president than did want him president. He got elected because of the bullshit ass way we vote and the way our democracy is set up. But the people didn't vote this nigga in.
The people in those states voted him in. He targeted certain states and said, I got to win these states to get to the White House.
Which is a flaw in our system.
But like, you know, yeah, we can argue all day about that. I get it. We can't let New York, Texas, and California and Florida decide the elections every year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's what it would break down to. Florida, New York, California, Texas. Who going to win? You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it would come down to, because that's all your population right there. So usually, Texas going to go red. Florida going to go red. You know what I'm saying?
And saying that Texas went red, the fact that it went red with the three big cities going blue makes no fucking sense to me.
Look, hey. You know, certain, like, I guess the Republicans know they're not going to win certain. Like, they know they're not going to win Atlanta. They're not going to win Houston. They're not going to win New Orleans. They're not going to win, they certain strongholds they know they're not going to win. But they said, we can clean up in the rural areas. Mm-hmm. Like, we can get all them little small votes. Cause you know, if you win 100, I don't know how many counties in Texas, but I know it's more than 100.
Absolutely.
So if you win, you lose like five counties, but you win the other 102. Like, that's the numbers game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, it's sad.
I forget if San Antonio went blue or not, but I know that Dallas, Houston, and Austin were all blue. But the rest of the state, you know, save for San Antonio, were red. Yep. And they won Texas. I'm like, dude, this is stupid. There's more people in these three cities than there are in the rest of Texas. That is so stupid that y'all get the state and you get the fucking 55 or however many electoral votes was in the state. That's stupid to me. But now that this motherfucker is in office, I wonder what more is going to take for people to stop participating in the system. Right. Like, I'm not trying to go hotep, but if the people are constantly telling you your vote don't count, and then you vote and it don't count, why do you vote again?
And they just forcing us to vote local elections. You know what I'm saying? But you're right. This guy has made the presidency a fucking joke. And it's like, he doesn't take it serious. And it's amazing that, I don't know, he's not going to make it 4 years if he keeps up with this bullshit. There's no way possible. Because we've never seen a president this fucking disrespectful, this fucking cocky, this fucking arrogant, this fucking ignorant, like, yo, like, this shit is fucking amazing. And, you know, so I'm not even a political guy. So if I'm saying something about it, you know it's a fucking problem.
But he's still alive.
I mean, look, it's the safest motherfucker in America, boy.
I don't understand. Like, if people are as upset as my Facebook would have me believe, because every day since he's taken office, there's been something that he's done that's impeachable. Something that he's done that's unconstitutional. Every fucking day. And I'm not saying every day it's the same report. I mean, no, every day there's been something else that he's done that's unconstitutional and impeachable. And every day he doesn't get impeached. Every day there's no attempt on his life. Every day no one's taking a shot. Every day no one's speaking up. And I just don't get it. I'm not saying they should go do that. Let me go ahead and clear my name for the government. I don't think anybody should go attack the president or assassinate him. I'm definitely curious as to how other presidents have had multiple attempts on their lives, and this motherfucker is the least liked president since, what was it, Reagan? Or some shit like that?
They say he has the lowest approval rating for any president in 70 years or some shit like that.
70 years, bruh. Jesus Christ. Like, what do you... What does it take? What does it take for people to give a fuck?
I'm going to say that's got to be ever, because back then, 70 years ago, approval ratings was what? Like, you just asked like 10 people in the room?
Yeah, so this shit wasn't even a viable stat then.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, so we're just going to say ever, because...
and we're not even through the first year of his shit.
Bro, we 6 months, man. 6 months. Like, half a year. And he got... Oh, my God.
We're talking about... This is after President Obama, a president that people voted for but didn't like. And people was like, eh, you know, I don't like the nigger, but he's still doing all right.
Yeah. I mean, he kept it presidential. To use still a word from Trump, since he said he's the most presidential president since Abraham Lincoln.
I don't even understand what that means. What have you done that's presidential, nigga?
You look the same as you did before you was a president. So how's that presidential, man? Like, you don't care. You don't have a president swag. Like, you ain't smooth. You Brad. Like, you just.
I'm waiting on Ashton Kutcher to come out and be like, this is the largest prank we've ever done on the country. Like, you've all been punked. This is all just a huge prank. This isn't real. Because I don't understand this shit. Everybody that Trump has said that he was doing something for, he done flaked on. The carrier situation, they got fucked up. LGBTQ, he done fucked y'all over. Like, he's just like, he's a savage motherfucker. He's the most savage gangster in the presidential seat. And everybody's just letting that shit ride. No one has done shit. No one has done a fucking thing. We get to see these little talking points that make us feel good when the Congress and senators and they decide to speak out against, we can't do this and we can't do that. Yeah, that looks good for a run, but what happens from that? Nothing happens. We've seen multiple judges say, I can't even get a fucking answer to my question. I'm asking you a direct question. You're refusing to answer me, and I've never seen shit like this in my life. And what happens? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. So, you know.
Look how he did old Jeff Sessions, man.
His motherfucking, his people, you can't even disagree with him. Like, he gave you the job and they disagree. You be like, oh, you're out of there. You're fucking done. I'm going to turn the heat up, so how are you going to quit?
Yes, I'm the Attorney General of the United States. I'm not your buddy. Do you not understand that? I'm supposed to be neutral. I can't be loyal to you. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
You better be loyal to me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This shit is crazy. Like, no, I'm the Attorney General. I'm not like the Chief of Staff or somebody that's on your cabinet, nigga. Like,
shit, you better be loyal to me or it's over. It's a wrap, goddammit.
That's what my job is for, to keep you in check, asshole.
This shit is ridiculous, man. I don't participate in this shit anyway, and I definitely don't see a reason. Even for people that say local elections, like for me, I said this before, every time we get around election season, when I go to the polls in Texas, it's 9 pages of Republicans. So there, a lot of people running unopposed, or they're running, you know, 1 or 2 Democrats here, but there's no, like, it's still going to be Republicans. There's nothing you can do about that shit. So the big election is the only one that you get a choice. For real, because there's nothing else here. It's a mess, man.
Why don't you run for office down there, man?
Stop it, man.
I think you'll do this, right?
I give you more reasons why I shouldn't be running for office than I could. No, I'm not.
You're a man about change. You are well-spoken, all right, man. If one for you, man, listen, man, you're so smooth on the mic out there, man. No homo.
Pause, yeah.
Yeah. That should be, man, I can see it, man. People would like you. It's all right, man.
Let's see. Abortions, bad credit. Bad relationships, questionable past.
So you pro choice?
Absolutely.
All right then. So I'm just giving you, you know.
Yeah, but you know, the people that say pro choice are speaking from a third person. Like, I'm not involved. I've never been a part of it.
But somebody would do it,
right? I've been to the clinic, bruh. Like, I paid the monies. With an S. I paid the monies.
Yeah, but you're a man. Every man, I assume every man is paid for abortion, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no kids and you a certain age, you done paid for abortion, man. Like,
or you, it's only way blanks. Possible. Or you shooting blanks after what they said on that Ballers.
Yeah.
Possibly shooting blanks. I don't know. I ain't got to worry about that. I've had the scare. I've had more than the scare. I had to pay the monies. you can't be running for office if you don't have some sort of a religious affiliation, which I don't.
This 2017, man. This, all the rules have changed now, bro. It don't matter. People don't go to church no more. It's all right, man. I'm starting to see that now, man. Like, 20 years, man, church is going to be so fucking empty, man. This shit, they're going to be shutting down. Like, this shit going to be crazy, man. Like, church is not making it no more because it's not, they don't have the youth. Like, the youth not going to church. And then, like, our generation of people, like, the last generation is going to church. Like, we just... And then we falling out with it. You know what I'm saying? Our generation, like, man, it's some bullshit. So just think, man, like, 20 years ain't gonna be no church, all right? So, man, that ain't gonna matter no more.
I'm gonna put my presidential hopes behind GQ Blue. He's got the best shot. He's an upstanding citizen. He can cook.
Yeah.
He can dress. Get
Thekka Jones on the team. They'd be the most moral ticket ever. You get Thekka Jones and GQ Blue.
The Blue Thekka. The Blue Thekka card.
The Blue Jones, yeah.
Blue Jones actually sounds better.
Yeah, the Blue Jones ticket, race. 2024.
I'm voting. And none of that. I also don't. I don't debate well. Like as I've gotten older, I don't really have the energy to debate, and I'm just gonna call somebody a bitch.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, exactly. You can't get angry, call somebody a bitch, and then turn the table over. Nah, sorry, you can't do like you do with us when we having a mild debate with you. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all can see the text, man, the shit goes from 0 to 100, and all I'll be like, hold on. Oh, he's getting mad. I'm like, I didn't say that. I remember Easy said something, but I was like, well, actually, we didn't do this. He was like, okay, well, I'm never asking y'all about the show again. I was like, wait a minute, I didn't even have a tone. I was just like, dude, no. If you listen, yeah, I think I said, which show did you listen to? Well, I'll never debate the show with you again. I'm like, damn, I can't say nothing. Oh, he's getting angry. These niggas ain't shit.
It was like, don't get mad, so.
Well, I'm not mad. I'm not angry.
Right. I'm like, nigga, I ain't even saying nothing yet. I'm like, I barely said anything. I'll be overreacting. So, yeah, I definitely couldn't do it. It's up to GQ.
Today, and you send that little picture, and you're like, I guess I'm talking to myself then. I was
like, oh, nigga, shit. Y'all be leaving me out there in the wind so bad.
Right. I ain't leaving the wind. You know how I like this. Bria Majors, you sent that one. I was like, thumbs up. And the other picture, I was just like, I mean, I seen it, but what was the other one we found that was like real close? Like, we were just like, yo, like.
I don't know. I thought that one was close. Now, she said she didn't think that was close.
Yeah, but there's another one. It was like, we were just like, yo, it was a dark skinned Tracy May. Like, yeah. I was just like, yo, like, she was like, man, she was bad too. But I was just like, yo, like.
But y'all be leaving me out there. It's funny because I send a message and want nobody to say shit. I'm like, all right, fuck it, go ahead. Fuck it. I had to send a text for no reason. Or they'll be talking and then I send a text and they get quiet. I'm like, all right, fuck y'all then, man. I ain't got to say shit. And
then. Text a month. Like, y'all motherfuckers, you only get
100. and then when I don't say nothing, they be like, where's all that? Why ain't you say nothing? Nigga, because when I do, y'all shut down. I think it's like a second chat that they be like, yo, let's just say some shit so we can stop talking when he talk.
And now one day, me and GQ Blue, we had a little sidebar going on, you man. I was just like, yo, let's fuck with Saul, man. He was like, bet. So,
which conversation was this?
I'm trying to think what it was, man. But we just like, me and Blue were just fucking with you, bro. Like, we were just saying some more. We were just disagreeing with you. We was like, but nah, something. And then you were just like, you know what, man? Fuck y'all. And me and Blue was just on the side just laughing like a motherfucker. I'll watch this one. Watch what I say this
time. And see, this is supposed to be the people that's going to vote for me. I'm good, man. I can't run for office, man. Motherfuckers are trolling me on my campaign.
Hey, I can't have it.
I can't have it, man. TV Talk is lit this week.
Litty.
We got Power. We got Game of Thrones. We got Insecure. We got Ballers.
Damn.
Please narrate Game of Thrones so people can catch up. Because I got to be honest, man. I feel like I need to go back and get a refresher for the last season.
All right, man. We Game of Thrones this week, man. Basically, you had, let me see what happened. This was the first or second one?
This is the second one.
Okay, yeah. Second one. I had to get my mind right.
I can't say this part with complete confidence. Theon is a bitch. Go ahead.
Theon is a super bitch. Like, okay, let's go ahead. Why is Theon a bitch? All right. So everybody know Theon, but he turned back into Reek this week. His sister, his uncle had his sister with a knife to her throat, and he didn't even want to fight. This motherfucker jumped off the edge of the boat, and like his, what's his name? Euron or something. He came with like the boat. He stormed, like, he left King's Landing, caught up with the boats that was coming to King's Landing, attacked their ass, had a fucking battering ram on his fucking boat that was fucking sick. It had like claws on it. It came down. Yo,
That shit was dope. It makes you think a lot. Like, when I see that, I'm like, I wonder if they did that shit back then. Because it just seemed gangster as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it probably had some technology. I don't think they had technology. They had no Africans or Egyptians over there. They white people ain't had the technology to do that shit, man.
Don't do it to them like that, Jerm. Don't do it to them like that, Jerm. Don't you defile the history of these good people.
We seen it on Game of Thrones, but yeah. So basically, Euron came, Reek's sister and the Sand Snake Mama, and she's gonna bring her back to Cersei, so Cersei can probably kill the fuck out there, or at least get to know the plans of what's going on. Somebody gonna snitch, and
What else happened? Jon Snow, did he leave? Yeah, he left to go to meet Daenerys. Exactly. Did he ever make it there yet? Or
he didn't make it there yet, but it seems like, because they on full throttle, it seems like he's going to be there next episode.
Yeah, so they're going to, yeah, he's going to go in to see Daenerys for the first time, so everybody gets to see the Jon Snow, Daenerys meetup. People, they're not going to get together, okay? They're fucking family. Everybody's not the Lannisters, so all you people with a Daenerys, Jon Snow love motherfucking relationship, it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Well, at least I don't think it is. I think that's too obvious, and so the writer's not going to do that to us. What else happened? That was about it. Not crazy. Not too crazy.
It was crazy. We did get to see some bloodshed. Like, this is the most active episode we've had in a minute, so.
Oh, yeah, don't forget about your boy getting that Usher cut off his fucking back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess that's what herpes did to you back in the medieval times. You look like old Joram with the when Sam was cutting the motherfucking shit off his skin.
Oh, well, my God. That shit was rough. That shit was rough. That's one thing that they're doing this season. I don't know how I feel about it yet. The scene splicing. Mm-hmm. So they went from him cutting the skin off and getting that pus out. Then the next shot was the pudding or some shit like that.
Leading the pot pie thing. Because I was just like, what the fuck? No, just like
they're doing it a lot this season. I guess that's their new thing. That's their new hack. I don't know how I feel about it yet because they always put it in at the worst times. Like when they had when old boy was serving the food or he was cleaning the bedpans. The next thing you know, it was another food shot. He was cleaning out. He was dumping out all the shit.
Yeah,
and then he was stirring in the kitchen.
Ain't they shitting and eating out the same fucking bowls? It looked like to me, boy.
That might be, but it was just a little much for me. I was like, nigga, this shit is nasty. This just, come on, bro. And the shit had the same consistency as what they was eating.
Yes, I was like, well, I guess he was just feeding them gruel, man. Whatever that shit called they used to eat back in the day.
That shit is bad, man. That shit is bad. But Game of Thrones definitely on point. Power is amazingly on point.
You think so?
I didn't expect it to move this fast. So we're in episode 5 now? Episode 4 or 5?
5, yep.
Episode 5, and we already know Ghost is getting out of jail. What?
Yeah, but look, though. That went super fast. No trial. The judge threw everything out. With, what'd he say? With something, with prejudice or some shit like that.
Yeah, which means he can't be tried again for that shit.
He can be tried again. And so that's
he
what they
can?
Said. Yeah, that's what he said. So if you didn't, he said, so remember he told him, like, if you did kill somebody, if I were you, they can't retry it if they come with more competent and more information. So he can't get tried for it again. That's what I think O-Dog going to come in and play with.
Of course, because that's what O-Dog does.
So you know that. And then my whole thing was, when he killed Buddy in prison, though, man, I was like, that's a little extra. Like, I know there's no camera in there, but... That you know, it's two dead bodies in the room, my nigga. Like, somebody gonna have to know. Somebody gonna say something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
But not only did he killed him in the most extreme possible fucking way.
I said, Charlie Murphy dead. Like.
But I mean, but the way, like, even if, so let's say that this goes down without a hitch. Let's say that the plan in jail goes down perfectly. The weight is still there with your fingerprints on it.
That's what I was saying, like, you got weight, yeah. You got DNA evidence because you and Buddy was fighting, so you gonna have some DNA from Charlie Murphy on you. You know what I'm saying? You really gonna have DNA evidence this time, so it's just like I don't know.
And the belt that old dude hung himself with, quote unquote, is gonna have Tommy's dad's DNA on it or his fingerprints. So like, it was just
Holly's dad.
Huh?
They said that might be Holly's dad.
Oh shit. So he's coming to meet with Tommy to fuck him up.
Yeah, it could be. That's what another internet rumor said. It might be Holly's dad.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty fucking interesting. But that one scene when I watched it, I was like, it's just sloppy. It's just too sloppy. Then you got what's his name? Silver? Silver trying to fuck Tasha too, the black attorney now.
Tasha trying to fuck him.
It's mutual.
Yeah, but I think because she held on a little too long. She did a little some things that, you know, after she got him off, she was kind of like, yo, let me suck that dick, you know, for getting you off. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, forget my man home or whatever. But yeah, it looks strange. But yeah, something's going to happen between them two.
And it seems like she would do that. I feel like she would say that to Ghost. Number one, to stick Angela back in his face again because Angela got y'all in that shit. And number two, to be like, hey, I had to do this for the crew. I had to do it for the, I had to take one for the team. Ain't that what you did?
How you got home, baby? How you think you got home, baby? Like, hey.
Yep. And Ghost, what is he going to do? He ain't going to kill him? He's going to be mad. Turn up dead. You rap. It's over. We still ain't had any conversation about who was the little young limo dude that she was fucking with.
What was his name? 50 Cent.
Yeah, I can't think of his fucking name. But they still haven't resolved who killed him yet. And that's going to have to come up. Because she don't... I think that she thinks he killed him.
She thinks he did it? Okay. Okay, yeah.
She speculates that he did it, but she ain't never reconciled for that shit. And now that we know that Kanan has been spotted, it's going to have to come back around full circle.
Yep. Now Dre's time. Now Dre's episodes are numbered.
Shit is rap. It's just a rap. Like, your business associate knows that you fucking with Kanan, and he's gonna tell Tommy. Once yes, Tommy knows Kanan's alive, oh shit.
Cause y'all telling on each other, so yeah, this is gonna be the big joker he about to throw down on your ass. Like, well, nigga talking to Kanan. Why did he go to him first though? Is what I'd like to see. You might not even make it to Kanan, you might get killed. Unless Andre get Julio killed and move up to distro. You know what I'm saying? That might be his only saving grace. Because once Julio bring it to him and he tell Dre before he tell fucking Tommy, that might keep him safe for a couple more episodes. But
it has to go that way. Like, he almost has to tell Kanan to kill Julio. That's the only way it can work. Because yeah. If Tommy hears that Kanan is alive and he asks Dre about him, and Dre lies, Tommy's going to kill a nigga on the spot.
Yeah.
So, the power's moving lightning speed, bro. But that episode was perfectly done. I still think that the murder scene was extra, but the story wise, the shit was perfect.
Everybody was so hyped Sunday night, man. After that shit, I was watching. We went to a comedy show, and the comedian was like, "Hey, anybody watch Power today?" He's like, "I ain't gonna spoil it for y'all, but God, this might have been the best episode ever." I was just like, yeah. "Y'all tripping,
nigga?" Because I hit you on Snapchat. I was like, "Nigga," and you was like, "Keep watching." I was like, "Okay," and I was like, "Oh shit, nigga." I watched it like it was at when I sent you the first nigga text, it was still like 45 minutes in. Like, there's still only 5 minutes left. And you was like, keep watching. I'm like, ain't nothing left. What the fuck you mean? And I was like, oh shit. And I looked at another 5 minutes. Oh shit. I'm like, damn. Yeah, they put it down for this episode. This shit was on point. Power is. You still say that. What did you put above Power? You put The Wire above Power?
Wire, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad. What else we can go
everything,
with?
Essentially everything.
I mean, Power's a good show. I mean, it's not, you know, storylines, like I said, a little predictable, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a little far-fetched. But, I mean, it's good. You know, it's just good black acting. Like, it ain't a cheesy black show. Like, that's what I'm like, you know, because sometimes, you know, the cheesy black shows get so black that they like, come on, man, chill, bro.
You know, I was watching, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no, I was done. Oh, okay. I was watching, I think I watched Blue Hill Avenue again the other day. And I was trying to compare, like, just, you know, the black dramas where it's always the same thing. I'm in the game. I want to get out the game. That's a really bad movie. Like, even comparison to Power, you know, being the way it is, and it's really bad. Have you seen Blue Hill Avenue?
No, I haven't. Blue U Avenue?
Blue Hill Avenue. Hill. H-I-L-L.
No, I haven't.
It's, if you get time, I mean, you can see that shit. It's on Netflix or, shout out to Brown Sugar streaming device, which is a black, it started out as a black exploitation, centered streaming, but now they got boxing and a lot of other movies and shit on their regular fare that you can check out. So that's where I watched it, was on Brown Sugar, and I'd already seen it before, but I think just watching it again, I was like, this is horrible. This is really bad, bro. This is really bad.
Speaking of something you need to watch, all right. Glow, you need to watch that.
On Netflix.
Yes.
I already watched it.
Oh, you already watched it?
Yeah, man.
What you think about it?
It's not bad. I like it. Was I think it was written well.
Yeah, it was written well. I mean, it's just like, you know, just to see, hey, it was pretty good, though. And tell me, is it me, or did the chick that played Liberty Bell? what's her name, Debbie Egan or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Some scenes, like, she had a nice ass. And then some scenes, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Nah, she got I didn't see anything attractive on that whole show.
Bruh, when Debbie, when she came in, when she had, like, that fur jacket on, nigga, and I was like, damn, but she got some ass. And, like, certain angles, man, they'd catch you. You'd be like, damn. Nah, but other than that, man, it wasn't nothing. Nah, it wasn't, because there was some rough-looking women.
I didn't know that was Awesome Kong. The black chick was Awesome Kong.
Oh, that's who she was supposed to be?
No, that's her.
Oh, that's really her. Oh, okay.
That's really her. I didn't even know, because I think Easy was talking about how she did a good job in the show, and it didn't even click, because I'm like, oh, where is she at? I'm looking for her watching the show. And I'm like, well, where is she at? And then I was like, oh, shit. That's actually her playing this role. She was the only black chick in there. Yeah, so she was Welfare Queen.
Oh, that's what she was?
Yeah, that's okay. Karma, a.k.a. Awesome Kong from WWE or TNA. That was her. And she did a good job.
The big girl or the muscular?
The big girl.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's Welfare Queen. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, but I thought it was a well-written show. It's definitely not a wrestling show, but it's a well-written show.
I mean, well, they getting better at wrestling. But, I mean, you know, it's women, man. You can't have all wrestling taking bumps and shit like that. That shit wouldn't be fun, man.
I'm always amazed when they do wrestling shows and movies and they don't put wrestlers in the main spots, because that's what you do is act. So an acting role for an actor should be a win. But that is a good show. Insecure came back.
Yep.
Are you Team Lawrence still?
Still Team Lawrence. Well, I was until the end of the episode.
I mean, he went out like a savage, didn't he?
I was just like, what did you do that for, bro? Then you gave it to Ike Turner, you know what I'm saying? The little six pumps and you nutted. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gave it to Ike, and then, you know what I'm saying, you just bounced. Like, you know, a couple people saying that was a sexual assault, my nigga. I seen a couple, like, I was reading a couple little threads about it, and it was like, some people calling that sexual assault. I said, what?
How did they get there?
Bruh, these people are crazy these days. It's like the way he did it, he just kind of, like, you know what I'm saying, threw her down, sexed up, didn't have no condom on, got up, left, you know what I'm saying? It was like, that was assault, bruh. Like, I was just like, wow.
He finished in her, too, without a condom on, so...
Yeah, I mean, he probably was like, you know, that's the way they've been doing it. She probably was on birth control or something like that, you know what I'm saying, because... Yeah, he's going to have a problem, though. I think one of the girls is going to get pregnant. Either Tasha or Issa going to get pregnant. Or both. And that's going to make the storyline, you know what I'm saying, more funny. But the funniest part of the episode to me, man, was when the little Bloods came up to the party. And the brother was like, we got Bumpany.
We got Bumpany. That shit was on point, bro. That shit was on, like, that whole interaction was just perfect. Old boy was trying to holler at old girl and shit. I was like, man, this shit is perfect. This shit is perfect, bro. I love that shit. And then when dude started he started B-walking. I don't know, what do they call it?
That was B-walking, what they was doing, according to DJ Artistic, the LA. He said B-walking is more on your toes, C-walking is more on your heels.
Okay. So when they was B-walking, it was like, is that choreographed? And I was like, this shit is funny as hell. This shit is funny as hell, man. It did a good job. I was glad to have an episode back. It is different seeing Issa Rae smaller than she was the first season.
Yeah, she looked real skinny.
She said she lost a lot of weight.
Hollywood got to her, man.
Nah, she said she had been trying to lose the weight anyway. So it's something she wanted to do, and I guess.
Hollywood got to her, man. That was a Hollywood answer right there.
I guess. I don't know, nigga. As a nigga that's been having weight struggles forever, I get it. Sometimes it should just click, you know what I mean? But it's definitely different for the role. But I'm happy it's back, man. I was glad to finally watch and see what's going on and catch up to Lawrence, thotting out old girl. Like, what did she expect? Like, when this becomes no longer a relationship, what did she expect? Because you came to him, he was in a weak place when y'all hooked up. And so now what... You trying to make it a relationship, and maybe you were always trying to make it a relationship, but he was never in a relationship place with you ever. And now it's they making it. I don't like how they made it seem like he was innocent in that either, though. when his old boy was like, "Man, you got the perfect situation. You hit it on the weekends, you come back, that's perfect." And he was like, "Nah, she ain't tripping."
Yeah, exactly. And then, but then he thought about it like, "You're right, man. I got to take her out somewhere and do something because it do look like we just fuck buddies. You know, I need somewhere to crash on the weekends. You know what I'm saying? Because buddy gonna put you out sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? So then you gonna have to make the decision: either move in with her, or you know what I'm saying, or get back with your old girl, get your own spot. You know what I'm saying? And according to, you know, they ran out there in the dunes where they live, it's $1,400 a month for a 2-bedroom. I said, God damn.
That's shit. We got a 2-bedroom and it's getting close.
It's all right, but look at that apartment, nigga. You got bloods living by you, nigga. You paying $1,400
a month. Yeah, no, that's true. That is true.
Sorry, you have pristine manicure.
Okay, let's not go that far. Stop it, man.
You have a parking valet. Come on, man. Stop, all right. Man.
Stop the slander. And an
outdoor pool. Let's not talk about the training facility that y'all have. This is where you live, man. Y'all have a dog park. A dog track. Y'all got, man. This shit is fucking amazing. Y'all see this all right apartment complex, man. Laundry service.
Shit, I need to see this apartment complex.
No steps now. It's all right. Just take pictures on the steps. He never actually use them as an elevator.
Jesus Christ, man. Let me live. But yeah, the episode was definitely on point. I'm happy to see that back. I don't know where it's going to go this season, and I kind of like that part.
Yeah. You can go anywhere. According to the preview, she gonna be thotting it out.
She gonna be trying. Like I don't see that happening. She kissed some white dude, an older white dude, and I don't see that happening. She called it. What she called it? Her hotation. She all about her hotation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see, nigga. She totally flipped roles with her best friend. Her best friend is now damn near celibate.
Hey, because she sold a lot of.
You stupid. We got anything else on TV Talk? Because I know that's the big three.
That was a big three. We talked about Insecure, Power, Game of Thrones. And Ballers, really didn't nothing happen except for, you know, spent stealing money. Like, he got to pay these niggas back their money. So he trying to bring a team to Las Vegas, get that dude with a lot of money to get behind him so he can pay these niggas off. Because like Buddy told him, if you land this client, nigga, I erase your debt. I pay off everybody for you. So, you know, Spencer, his money troubles, his sperm troubles. And then what else? Last Chance You came back Friday. I ain't watched none of it yet.
I don't. So as far as Ballers go, actually, these are kind of tied together. So I didn't watch like the second half of last season for Ballers. I quit watching.
Okay.
So, is it Ricky? Is the receiver's name Ricky?
Ricky Jerry, yeah.
Ricky gave him money again to buy into his boss's company, right?
Yes. Ricky and the defensive dude.
Oh, the two people he helped the most.
Yeah.
So they gave him money to pay back. I guess it was a total of $10 million?
Yeah.
So he got $5 million from each of them to join in to get ownership with his boss. And now somehow the nigga Steve Guttenberg is in here, and Steve Guttenberg is a casino owner, and he apparently doesn't like Rock's boss.
Nah, don't really like. Nah, he don't like him.
He don't respect that nigga at all. But somehow Rock is cutting an under deal with him about getting his team to LA. How do you go from being an accountant to a team owner?
Exactly. An accountant is not even an accountant. You are a manager. You have to manage their money. You're not the accountant. That's what Joe's for.
True.
Yeah, like, he has a team of people to do that. He's just, like I said,
he's the publicist.
Yeah, basically, I'm the face. He's the Puff Daddy of Ciroc.
This nigga's the publicist. And now you're supposed to be part of, you know, bringing the team to Vegas. I thought that was a little weird, especially for the first episode. I thought it was a little weird reach.
It's not going to be that easy.
That's probably. Of course not. They got a whole season, yeah.
That's why I said that's what the host, they setting us up. It's like wrestling.
Yeah, they definitely set up. But it was a weird setup. To go from money troubles to possibly owning a team and undercutting the nigga that you bought in business with, even though you're not trying to, but old boy don't want to do business with that nigga. He want to do business with you. So if somebody came and said they want to fuck with Nappy Afro, but they don't want to fuck with me, they want to fuck with Germ, what do you do?
I'm saying you don't want to fuck with Nappy Afro then. I was like, because
That's what it is.
So if you're in a position right now and they say, yo, Desus and Mero is on point, we would love to bring y'all on Desus and Mero, but we kind of want to bring Jern. We don't really want to bring Saul Wright.
I'm like, well, that's not a show. I mean, nah.
Wow. Hey, props to you, bro. Props to you. Because that's what The Rock is dealing with, basically. He's big up in his boss as much as possible. Yep. And that nigga's like, man, fuck that dude. Fuck that nigga. So I'm interested to see that. It was an interesting setup. And I wonder if that's going to end up with him bringing those two players onto the team. If he's going to try and trade and make them his first picks if they get the... However that works. So as far as it stands right now, I'm into Ballers for the first episode. However, Last Chance U, and after seeing that report talking about head injuries and shit, I think I'm completely done with football.
Oh my God, sorry, don't say that, man.
They said out of 120, and I might get the numbers wrong, I feel like it was out of 120 people, out of 111 NFL players brain studied, 110 had signs of CTE. Dang. And out of 17 college and high school players, 13 had signs of CTE. And when you look at those numbers, it's like, and they also said that the ones that had the most, I forget what they call them, micro collisions or some shit like that, were linemen. And you do that every play. That's every play. Science. Every play you're on the field.
You gotta be more careful.
And that's the thing. There's no way to be more careful. Your brain doesn't stop moving just because your helmet's got more padding.
Well, I told you, all right, we are having to teach a new way of tackling where you take your head out of the tackling. And you don't, you know, you tackle with your shoulder and your chest. You put that, that's what you leave. We have your head out of the way. And so if you're tackling with the, you know, left foot forward, you'll have your right chest on them, wrap up, tackle, boom. You know, same thing, vice versa. You know, right foot forward, hit with your left chest, your head is out of the way. You're wrapping up the man, you're tackling. You know what I'm saying? You can even, because they got drills for us to do without our helmets, pads on, and you can tackle and your head never, you know, your head don't come in contact with the player. So we learning new ways, because if not, there will be no football in 40 years. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 25. You know what I'm saying? Like, so shit is like, it's going to come to an end one day if we don't hurry up and get a safer way of playing football, that people are not fucking killing themselves, because, you know, that's just the way it's going. So if we don't hurry up and fix it, we're not going to have football anymore. Because, like I said, people like Saul Wright turning off. Like, you know, people start doing that, then, you know, hey, it's a Saul Wright in every town. Might be 20 of them. You know what I'm saying? They feel the same way about football, and then they're not going to watch. And so, I mean, like I said, we see the numbers declining as a coach every year. Like, we have a participation. Parents are not letting their kids play football. And so it's happening. And so in 20 years, we're not going to have football. 40 years. Go ahead.
If so, when we look at this, when we talk about NFL players, college players, that's, you know, NFL careers maybe 5 seasons, depending on position you play. College career is at least 3 seasons. You're looking at eight years of your life, and you're ended with CTE. That's because you played in high school and little league. Is there any reason why, from the young age, you know, middle school up through maybe college, you can't play flag football?
I mean, that might be what the wave going to be, is everybody playing flag. But, I mean, I think for competition, you need to play tackle. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to play tackle at any point in your life, you got to play tackle. You know what I'm saying? You just can't come in from flag to tackle. And I mean, it might work depending on position, maybe. But contact is the name of the game. If you're used to playing without that, because then you got to think about it, you throwing 20 pounds of equipment on top of that you weren't used to having on. So it's definitely an adjustment. You know what I mean?
That's one of the things I thought about, and I think the timing of that Mike Vick Flag Football League shit might be perfect, because for people, maybe people who feel like I do, that's a way for you to get the sport in. It's still not going to be the same, because you don't have, you know, you're going to have linemen blocking, but everybody's going to be little svelte athletic niggas. Ain't nobody going to be running bulldozing nobody. So the sport is going to be different. I don't know if there's a way to save this. When you tell me that a lot of the people that have these head trauma are linemen that do this every play, I don't know how you fix that.
Maybe like maybe that's that 6-man, 7-man football thing we was watching. Because remember, the linemen are eligible to go out for a pass. So maybe that's something they can employ. You know what I'm saying? Make linemen eligible for a pass. So that way you can get out and you're just not banging your head on every play. You know what I'm saying? You actually just, you know, getting loose and, you know, just running a little small route, even if it's a clown route. You know what I'm saying? It's a run play or something. I don't know.
So then that means that in the same play that you could possibly go from contact, not the same play, but in the same series, you can go from contact from a collision at the line to being tackled.
Yeah.
Which is even worse. Which is
safer. Not really.
If you got a dude running from safety and hitting your big ass that can't get moved, you're not agile, he's got a 20-yard run at you, that's head trauma for both of y'all. if I know that Saul Wright is coming out of the guard position and I got a 20-yard beeline to this little flat route, I'm going to light his ass up. That's head trauma for both of y'all. And you mentioned before that you're teaching the players how to tackle different. Who's teaching the runners how to run different? Because I've seen more runners getting low and going head first into defenders than I have. And like last year, that shit was an epidemic.
Yeah, and that's something. I don't know how we change that, because, you know, running backs, that's what they're taught, get low. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Square, you know, run behind your pads. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, put it, you know, that's what they tell you to do all the time. So I don't know.
It's bad, man, for me. And, you know, like I said, the Kaepernick thing for me was the one that started it. And after seeing that,
you about to get signed, Saul, right?
By who? We just signed. We. Baltimore, the Rams.
Baltimore about to pick him up.
And then I'll be a Baltimore Raven fan.
Because they said Joey Flacco, he might not be ready for the season. So he might be their starting quarterback. Because they say their offensive coordinator is the same one that they had when he was at San Francisco and they took him to the Super Bowl and shit. You know, Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. You know what I'm saying? He from, you know. So, hey, they talking about he might be in Baltimore, man.
You know, I really can't. This is off the top of the dome, so I don't know how right this is. That might be the blackest team in the league.
It is.
So, that I mean, that's a perfect setup. And if you've ever been to Baltimore.
Baltimore, Atlanta, them the blackest teams. Like, it's just something about them.
They and it seems like they've been that way for a minute. Going to Baltimore and what he's doing in the community in Baltimore would be amazing.
Yeah,
it would be amazing. But hopefully it's more than a one season deal or half a season once Flacco gets ready. Because you're not gonna like. There's no controversy. If Flacco's ready, he's ready. You sitting your ass down.
Yeah, just be there. Be ready when you need him.
He's got what, one or two chips?
Who? Flacco.
Yeah.
Got one.
So that's more than Kaepernick got.
Hey, you know, hey, he was a heartbeat. I mean, look, Flacco beat him for that chip.
Yeah, that, damn. There you go, man. I'm definitely putting Icy Hot in your jockstrap, bro. Absolutely. We got to have a nice little rivalry before we friends.
Yes, that's the one you won, buddy. It was against me.
I'm definitely putting, what's that, itching powder, what they did in the cartoons? I'm putting itching powder in your pads, bro. you got your Keep It 100 for the people, bro?
Yeah, man, got my Keep It 100, man. Wrote it down. Man, I changed it from what was on there, but yeah, man. Cowboys cut, what's his name? Lucky Williams or some shit like that? Lucky something.
Yeah, it was Lucky Williams.
He was a wide receiver, played for the Dallas Cowboys. He was on the roster. And he thought he was shoplifting or some shit. And so the person that was arrested told him, they gave him his name, his birth date, and they said, and like his social security number, some bullshit like that. And so when they come with a warrant for him not going to court, you know what I'm saying, he gets arrested for, you know, failure to appear, and then the Cowboys cut him. Comes to find out, wasn't him at all. He was found to be innocent, but the Cowboys said they're not rescinding the offer. And I feel like that's some fucked up shit. They're saying, like, hey, he probably wasn't going to make the team anyway. But still, you cut me because I got arrested. You didn't cut me from performance. Even if you say you was going to cut me, like, you at least got to put me back on the team and then cut me for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, after, you know, but like, I just think that was fucked up. So my Keep 100 this week is Cowboys do the right thing. Or no, any other team, do the right thing. Put this man up. Give him a shot. You know what I'm saying? Just to do what's right in the world, because he got his chance to play the league. Cut short by, again,
motherfucker not doing their goddamn job. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what this dude look like, but I'm pretty sure they don't look alike. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how he got that much information. I mean, I guess you can get most information.
It must be somebody in his hometown or some shit like that.
Yeah, you got his social, nigga. Like, having a birthday and shit like that, that's public record. But you got his social. Like, shit. I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I think it's kind of unfair. But the league operates with impunity anyway. And that's kind of what they do. Whether there's an actual trial or something, anyway, they just kind of make their judgments and roll how they roll. From the way they're reporting it, the periphery around this dude, everything around him, he showed up late to meetings. He had some disciplinary shit, so it was like he was already on the snot on the schneid. And then when this shit happened, it was like, okay, you got to go. You already had two strikes, and this was the third strike. You don't get to come back up to bat. Like, you was already out anyway. Fuck it.
I got you. Damn.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not for anybody being cut or fired without due process and any shit like that. But if you put yourself in a situation where, if you're on probation, nigga, you don't get to touch a gun. Yeah. You just sit your ass down, man. It sounds like you willingly put yourself in that spot. You gotta sit your ass down, man. You got your winners and losers for this week?
Hey, man, my winners this week, first is all the people that's behind Girls Trip. They had a good opening weekend. 30 mil, the number one comedy of 2017, they said. So, go out and support that. My wife went and seen it. She said it's pretty good. My wife is also a winner because she was on a podcast this week. You know what I'm saying? They ain't let her talk. You know, she was just in the audience for a podcast. So some shit like that. So, I mean, you know, I don't even know why I'm upset, you know what I'm saying, about it. But, you know, I'm just going to give her a grief about it. And also my other winner is Drake. Drake just retired three women's jerseys in a strip club. There was Malaya, Miracle Watts, and Lyra Galore. He raised their jerseys to the Raptors in the strip club. And Malaya got hot about that shit, and they, you know what I'm saying, say how controlling Drake was, and he wanted her to stop stripping and said she ain't no different than the other girls. You know what I'm saying? That's out here doing it. And Malaya was like, yo, I feel good. I'm 32 years old. I'll be 33 this year. And I still can go in the club with chicks 10 years younger than me and still be that bitch. She was just like, she said she loved to dance. You know what I'm saying? So whatever. All of them my winners.
Wait, when you say raise their rafters, like, you mean he physically had a thing where he raised...
had the names.
Drake is an asshole, bro.
And they gave him numbers and everything, bro. It was crazy. Like, had the names and raised them all three to the rafters, bro. Like, this shit's crazy. Send them gifts and everything. Yeah, it's pretty.
This nigga's an asshole, man. Go ahead. Who's your losers?
My losers this week, man. The motherfucking doctors that told John McCain to get up out of his motherfucking bed and go vote. Go get on a plane a couple days after having brain surgery to get the fucking tumor removed. They tell you, okay, get on a fucking plane, go to D.C., give this speech, vote. Man, listen, bro, that was the worst shit ever. Did you see that motherfucker, bro?
Nigga, look, right now, 2017 is year of the savage.
Bruh, Donnie Trump probably called that nigga up and said, listen, if you don't get your fucking ass up out that bed, get down there and vote on this shit, you don't have to worry about re-election, motherfucker. Because, I mean, this got to be it, bro. Like, then he gave a speech. They clapping hands for him and shit. And I was just like, yo, this is not remarkable. This is sad. This is not Willis Reed. This is not motherfucking nigga coming back from the locker room, goddamn, to lead his team to victory. This shit is desperation. This nigga just had his fucking skull opened up. I don't know what the... This nigga had a black eye. Nigga, this nigga was fucked up out there, man. It was like, they call it raccooning. When they said that shit on TV, boy, the little doctor said that shit, boy, I died, wow. Nigga. I was like, them my losers this week. Whoever his mans was that talked to him and doing that shit, bro. Like, y'all, man, you should let that man lay in the bed, bro. Like,
Think about the savages that we have running the country. This motherfucker just went and got a tumor removed for cancer. Brain cancer. On his free ass healthcare that he got because somebody put him in that position. Then he shows up to Congress and says that other people can't have healthcare. That's savage shit.
But see, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't somebody contest his vote? Like, yo, this nigga just had brain surgery. Like, how can we take anything he say seriously, bro?
They say, I mean, yeah, you got brain cancer, and you're still the one that's signing off on laws and bills and shit. That's fucked up.
Fucking skull opened up a couple days ago, son. Like, yo, like, nobody goes back to work that quick. Like, after some shit like that, man.
That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. So he's definitely a loser. Let me go ahead and make sure I get this name right. Caitlyn Jenner, you're a loser. I was about to say Bruce, but I don't want to be disrespectful like that. Caitlyn Jenner is a loser. You done sat up here and piled up with Trump and all this shit and turned right around and said, hey, you transgender motherfuckers, get the fuck out. Way to go. Way to be surprised, Caitlyn. Motherfucker was tweeting like, how could you do this? Nigga, that's what we told you he was going to do.
You should have tweeted like Bruce last night instead of tweeting like Caitlyn. You should have got real tough talking in because he played your ass. And you sitting there being on that man down there, man. Come on, bro.
Hey, man, it's at the point now where you can't be surprised by shit no more. Everybody told you what the fuck it was going to be. You decided not to believe, and that's where your ass is. Good luck, nigga. Mm-hmm. You're a loser. You want to give our shout out so we can get up out of here?
And shout out to the staff, man. Shout out to Short. Shout out to Geeky Two, shout out to Right Man, shout out to Ruler Myself, shout out to RT3, man. God damn, we forgot you the last couple shows, RT3. Never mind, we back on track. Shout out to Peppy J from B More, shout out to Dr. Brayson and everybody over there at the Doc Camp. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Rick James, bitch, MJ Money 9S, Stacks, anybody else who fuck with us, man. Shout out.
Hey man, I saw a post come up on our Facebook. We're looking for writers.
Yeah, man. You know, get some people in here, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna open the sweatshop back up, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So anybody that wanna work for free, like all of us, I don't want y'all to think that we get paid from this shit. No. And once we get on and we get a sponsor and they start paying us, then we'll spread the love. But right now, like, we just doing this as the fucking, you know, love of the game. So if you feel like you can contribute something, you might be a college kid that just needs some publications. But if you're willing to write for the shit that we want you to write about and that'll help you out, sign up. We also got a sale going on the T-shirts, 20% off now through something. Let me see. Let me get the code for y'all. Nah, I just want to get it right, so all right. You know what I'm saying? Because every time I do this. You know what I'm saying? You know.
So it doesn't show up when they go to the site. They have to get the code from you now.
Well, it might. I think it shows up when you go to the site. It must be. But if it's like a site wide thing. But yeah, the code is this one is from August 4th through the 6th, 20% off everything. You know what I'm saying? That's 200817. Again, that's 200817. That's one for the 4th through the 8th. I think it's one going on now. Let me check. Just to make sure to keep everybody, because every time I do this, I might buy a shirt. So, all right.
I bought one.
See, look at this. All right, bought a shirt.
And I actually kept it this time. I didn't return it. It actually fit well.
It did. Better quality, ain't it?
Better quality, man. Thinner shirts, like you said before. Take Germ's advice. Order a size up. These are size ups are not longer. You know how sometimes you order a size up and it's just longer. It's the same fucking narrow-ass shirt.
Yeah, nah, it's not.
This is an actually bigger size, so yeah. Order a size up. Unless you like your shirts to look like they snap at the bottom, then order your normal size. if you like people being able to see your heartbeat and your nipples, then order your normal size. If you want to actually be able to scratch your head, then order a size up. So who's gonna post when we get these new people? Who's gonna post?
Saul Wright is gonna do a King Germ tutorial one day and show me how to make posts. So once I learn how to make posts, then I'll be able to make posts.
I ain't doing shit.
Just show me how to do it.
Y'all don't pay me. Y'all don't pay me enough to do shit.
Just show me how to do it. It's all right, man. Damn, I kind of remember, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Probably not. But yeah,
we got to hire Be Easy to do a coaching for all the people that are still on staff. Speaking of, where's that review for 444? Alright, so this has been another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alice P. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. And we'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace.
NappyAfro.com.